It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
That did not go where I was expecting it to go.
Like several times, it didn't go exactly where I was. Oh, yeah, I feel my groundhog coming out again.
This is nice. I like this. What is this, Gigi?
I went to the moped store. Salesman's like,
this is Macklemore.
And I'm like, honestly,
Macklemore.
Yes, new Macklemore.
Cool.
Is this very new?
It's more recent. Yeah, it's not as old. Yeah, I think it came out last year. Okay, that's pretty new.
I mean, it's not, you know, the thrift shop.
Right. That's, what, 3 years old at least.
You know what I really enjoyed? Put this up a little bit. You know what this reminds me of?
What?
It reminds me of when the singer, you know, made it sound like James Brown. You know, that famous singer that everyone knows? He was the bird in Rio 2.
What are you talking about?
Bruno Mars.
I like Bruno Mars.
Okay, Bruno Mars had, you know...
Bruno Bars.
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Bars.
Bruno Bars.
I'm going to buy a bar called Bruno Bars.
Bruno Bars.
I'm surprised.
We're coming up with great ideas today. We need to be... Are you recording this?
We should send this to Bruno and say, hey, Bruno, come out with a diet bar. Just call it Bruno Bar.
Or just have a bar where you kind of come sometimes and play.
Yeah. Bruno's Bar?
Bruno's Bar. I like Bruno Bars better because he can sell more.
It could be a chain.
Yeah.
Chain of bars.
Sell the franchising rights.
Bruno Bars.
So anyway, that song reminded me of Bruno Mars, the latest one, where he's like, hey, can I kick it?
I like Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of him.
So it was nice. Anyway.
Some breaking news here real quick.
I don't know how breaking this is.
Hold on.
I don't know how breaking it is.
Rockies may be losing. They are losing right now. The last I saw it was 10-5. But in case you're just hearing this like I am, this is breaking news here on the Darren Copeland Experience.
If it's news, we'll break it.
Yes. Or we'll at least... heard it a bit. Go ahead and tell everybody what
this one. Journalism covers stories with a pillow till it stops breathing. Colorado Rockies finally made a free agent move, by the way, acquiring a power arm to add to the bullpen. They got pitcher Pat Neshek for three minor league prospects, none of which I've heard of.
Good.
So and I've looked at that list a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jose Gomez is a guy who's I believe is a shortstoppy kind of player. J.D. Hammer, which is a pretty sweet name, pitcher hander, and Alejandro Requena.
Okay,
so this is a guy who's going to come in and help Lyles.
Reliever help.
Yeah, sort of. You need someone to get you from the seventh to the eighth to the ninth.
Yeah, and that's what this guy's here to do.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have any stats on him at all?
He is 3-2 with a 1.12 ERA,
nice.
40 innings pitch, 5 earned runs, 5 walks, and 45 strikeouts in 43 relief appearances for Philadelphia. He boasts a WHIP of 0.82, which is very good,
yeah.
And a 199 batting average against. I mean, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. He's an arm that the Rockies have needed, clearly. In the bullpen, because the arms we have right now are faltering a bit.
Sidearm style pitcher.
Ooh, I like those guys.
I do too.
Let's hope that he doesn't get to Coors Field and freak out a bit.
I think that relieving pitchers yeah. don't have the same problem that other guys do.
Not generally, no. Again, as long as he remembers, don't nibble the corners of Coors Field. It doesn't work.
No nibbling.
No.
No nibbling.
Not at Coors Field, anyway.
No nibbling, you nibblers.
Like, you can try on the road, but don't do it at Coors Field. Never works.
No.
So I'm curious, and it doesn't sound like we had to give up a lot for him, which is perfect.
Yes.
They didn't want to do that. They could still use a catcher, and maybe they'll get another starter, but I doubt that.
Well, they're now looking at Jonathan Lucroy from Texas. They need to see what's going on there. I would hope they would. I mean, you still have a lot of things that you can do. I mean, I think there would be a good choice. That's who I'm talking about now. I don't know.
Luke Roy.
Look for them to find a catcher of some.
Yeah. They had another pass ball tonight in the game against the Cardinals that cost them a run.
Well, here's the other thing interesting about this. Tyler Chatwood is now in the bullpen.
Okay.
So he's going to pitch out of the bullpen. Tyler Anderson, meanwhile, has been put on the 60-day DL.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be back anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you now have is you have Gray and the rookies.
Well, I mean, they brought us this far. Let's see if they can reverse this trend of poor pitching. Although last night, John Gray pitched a good game. The offense just let him down.
Well, that happens to him a lot. I remember his rookie year up here when he was getting so frustrated because he pitched like four or five. It took
really
a while for him
games.
To get his first win of his career. He pitched gems and they were just coughed up by the bullpen.
Yeah. So we'll see. But that's good news. I think that's really good news for Rockies fans. They did something.
And they didn't go crazy.
Yeah, they made a smart move. What looks like a smart move. You can't, even if it doesn't pan out, you can't blame.
Well, apparently you also have him under contract for next year, too.
That's even better. But even if this doesn't work out, you at least have an ownership and a management in place that is trying something, and they're doing it in a smart way. They're not giving up huge prospects. They're not gutting the team for a guy that is there just to help in a specific area.
He's an all-star, too.
Good. I do think they need to go get a catcher. I think we all can agree that.
They need a catcher, not a belly itcher, is what they need.
Or a guy who can't catch. Because these pass balls.
I want a pitcher, not a belly itcher. I think that should be a chant.
That is a chant. That exists.
Really?
Yeah, that exists. That's a thing.
I want a pitcher.
Not a belly itcher. Maybe we should try that at Coors Field sometime. We'll just like start chanting that and see what happens. Get the whole stadium to just chant.
Do you know who would love it?
The pitcher?
7-year-olds. Oh, the pitcher, too.
I don't think the pitcher would. I actually think the players would find that amusing. Like if 40,000 people suddenly started chanting.
Kenny, we want a pitcher, not a belly itcher.
I think the players would find that amusing.
Yes.
They'd probably be laughing. They'd be like, are you kidding me? Is this Little League?
Yes, it is.
So, well, good news.
Or hey, bada, swing.
No, I hear that all the time. When I go to the
game, really?
When I go to the games, I still hear people do that. And they're usually people who are older, who grew up with Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And hey, bada, swing, bada.
That sounds like it just is too much work.
Well, you know, there's timing involved. Some practice, some enunciation things, you know.
Hey, bada, swing.
Doesn't have to be that fast. Hey, bada, swing, bada.
So, hey, bada, swing, bada.
What was that? First of all, your batters are way too fast, and then your swing is a little swingy.
Well, I didn't say I was a good. I didn't say I was.
Bada.
Well, that was a good one. I want to give it my own style, my personal style. I can't go low.
Okay.
I have a high. Listen, I have a high voice, man. I understand that my voice is high.
Okay. I've never heard anybody do the swing. You sound like a kid on a swing. Whee!
My kids have never done that.
Really?
My girl giggles.
We'll teach them. They need to go wee.
Wee batter.
You only say that if it's a very small batter.
Oh, wait. The batter's wee.
So we batter.
Oh my God! Is this me this time, right?
This one's on you.
Okay,
this one's on you. But
I'd like to apologize for this. I mean, I was just.
We got some information out there. The Rockies did make a move, and it's a good move, I think. And hopefully, it helps them.
Still need a catcher.
When does he? Will he be available to pitch tomorrow?
Maybe depends on how quickly he gets here. I don't know exactly where Philadelphia is. Currently, like the team.
I'm like, well,
right
the
there
state
in Pennsylvania,
is up,
right next to New Jersey.
Right, it's up there.
Yeah, no, thanks. But,
I
don't know where the team is, but actually, I thank you for that because, you know, it possibly could be something I would do. Is like, now where's Pennsylvania again?
it's right up there towards Virginia, West Virginia, New Jersey. It's all in that kind of area.
If you're Michigan, you just put up a hand.
That's fair. Meanwhile, the United States and Jamaica are still tied 72 minutes into this amazing contest of skill and daring do. Notice the sarcasm there. I've watched this game from the beginning, and not once has my pulse raised at all.
Well, you know what the good news is. Do you know what the good news is?
What?
The goalie's out, so he's not falling on the ground anymore.
Is true. This goalie at least has remained on his 2 feet, which is fantastic.
Except for diving.
But he gets back up. Which is all I ask. Just get up. Don't pretend like you got shot. We didn't talk about the naming rights, but I do want to go over that because you had a beef, and I had an idea for what we should call it. What?
Beef.
What about beef?
It's what's for dinner.
Thank you. Thank you, Chi-Chi. Thank you.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.